You heard what Dr. Carolyn said Monday night. She said, "I need some people that are gonna go with me." I looked at Therese. I just started shaking. No, I did. But anyway, I did. I see how easy it is to talk about him, because he's gonna talk about you when he gets up and get the mic. Amen. But anyway, but seriously, the word has place. The word is valuable. The word will change every situation you have. There's nothing that the word won't change. Actually, he's already worked it out. We just got to figure it out and understand that he's already worked it out. Because he already said that he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Do I have some help in the house tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it blessed me. So how do we do it? The theme again is, and you shall recover all. It'll be something that we get all this well. You go back to that story that of 1 Samuel chapter 30. You can go ahead and put that up. But you go back to that place, and I'm closing. But you go back to that place in 1 Samuel chapter 30. What the word say? Starting at verse 8. And David, what? Inquired at the Lord. He asked God what to do. When the last time you had a major situation or situation period and you asked God what to do? A lot of time we get in trouble because we just say, I'm just going to do it. I'm grown anyway. I'm just going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Da, 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 da. When the last time we asked God what to do and then actually waited for him to tell us what to do? He said, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, what? Pursue. For thou shalt surely, everybody say surely.
Surely.
Come on, rear back a little bit and say surely.
Surely.
Overtake them. And without fail, recover all. He said, I'm getting everything that belongs to me. Everything. They came in and they burnt their place. They took their wives and children and all of that. He said, surely I'll recover all. Go on down to that next verse of 1 Samuel that we were talking about. That's on that paper. So David, yes. And David recovered all. I'm going to let y'all pronounce that next word. No, I know. I know Miss Jones will text me and tell me how to pronounce it in just a minute. Go ahead, Miss Jones. I know that. Surely. But it says, and David rescued his two wives. Keep going. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. So David was, in other words, David wasn't in church shouting and dancing and his family left out there to the enemy's devices. David went and got his family. It said David got his family, y'all. That's important, isn't it? David got his family. Look at your neighbor and say, David got his family. You can put a little mm to it. David got his family. What else did David get? What else did David get? Go back to the verse. I'm going to teach you how to answer questions. Amen. What else did David get? He got his sons. He got his daughters. Neither spoil nor anything that they had taken. the devil took some stuff from you. And some stuff you just gave him, honestly. He said, but David said, I'm getting them, but shall I pursue? And God said, pursue. So David did just that. He went and recovered all. Let us pray. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. I'm done. Praise God. Don't you allow the enemy to have anything that belongs to you. If there's some situations that are out there, that's you just like, man, how in the world they get to be what they are? I know I didn't teach them that. If you got some situation like that, begin to declare the name of Jesus. Begin to say, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Instead of talking about how bad they are and just being moved by Bishop is a blessing to us. Bishop talks, he teaches us sometimes, he's like, nothing moves me. How you say it, Bishop? How exactly do you say it when you talk about situation come up and nothing moved me? Because I got a word from God and that word says it's all right. We're not just saying it's all well and just to say it's all well. Nothing moves me. Why? Because I know it's well. Look at somebody and say, because I know it's well. Because I know it's well. You get an evil report and nothing moves me. Because I know by his stripes I'm healed. Because I know he was actually wounded for my transgression and he was bruised for our iniquity. Then the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. It's well. Because I know he said, with long life would I satisfy you. It's well.